I found a copy of Sly's Greatest Hits. And I said, oh, let me check this out, man. Sly and the Family Stone. I remember that band when I was a kid. And I put it on. And it's like that feeling when you watch old home movies that you haven't seen in like 20 years. The skin started tingling. I'm like, it's that music.
Once Stephen Bernstein gets excited about something, there's no turning back. The composer, trumpeter, and band leader always has a lot of projects cooking, and he can bring all that music to a boil. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Ever since he was a kid in Berkeley, California, Stephen Bernstein's had an insatiable fascination with all kinds of music. Now, a Grammy-nominated trumpeter and composer, he's probably best known as the leader of the bands Sex Mob and John Lurie's Lounge Lizards. Bernstein's had some nice luck in Hollywood as well, arranging the score for Get Shorty and also leading the band in Robert Altman's Kansas City. But it's his Millennial Territory Orchestra that's currently got our attention. The 9-piece band of musical adventurers follows his lead into a funky improvisational roller coaster, transforming the tunes of everyone from Prince and the Beatles to obscure jazz bands from the 1920s. Now Bernstein has his focus set on Sly Stone, and he's taken that task seriously. Creating a slow simmer funk approach, he's lured in such star contributors as Anthony Hegarty of Anthony and the Johnsons to turn Sly's music just a little bit sideways and give us a new view of what made Sly Stone so influential. The new album is called MTO Plays Sly, and when the band squeezed their way into Studio A recently, I asked Stephen Bernstein how long ago he started up the Sly Project.
In a sense, it's been in the making since 1970, I guess, because I lived in Berkeley, California, and the house right next to mine were the Scales. And the Scales were this really, I call them like a prototypical Berkeley family, because the dad wore a dashiki and had a big beard, and worked, I was a professor at the university. The mom was a small Jewish artist. The older son rode a motorcycle and was one of the main photographers for the Black Panthers. And they had this, always were having big parties at their house. And I remember this music, like, coming out of the house. I think I'm like 8 or 9, and the guy who rode the motorcycle was my hero, and to raise money for the Panthers, he would sell posters door to door. So in my room, I had like, you know, Angela and Free Bobby and Huey and the, you know, because that's just the way it was. In Berkeley, you didn't think twice about that. That was our culture. And so this music was like kind of like seeping into me. Professional musician now, because I started playing really young, and I moved to New York, and then I started getting into like the later music that he did. Kind of had a lot to do with what we were doing in like what we call the downtown scene. We were playing with Vernon Reid and all these guys like in the early 80s. We would do a lot, and Bill Laswell was really into it. So this music kind of kept going and going and going. And a guy comes up to me named Jay Weissman, who does River to River Festival, and he says, "Listen, I want to have a meeting with you because we're doing a tribute to Woodstock. It's a 40th anniversary of Woodstock." And I said, "I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a tribute to Sly." And I got to hire Bernie Worrell, and I got to hire Vernon Reid, and I got to hire 4 amazing singers, and this project happened.
You can't leave because your heart is there, but you can't stay.
From Stephen Bernstein's new album, MTO Plays Sly, that's MTO with Anthony Hegarty doing Family Affair. Before that, a live performance of the tune Life. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.